you. The world still loves you. The times have changed and winds are blowing. Things are weighing many people. The little games are playing no more. They're doing something groovy.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I was just spitting out the wasabi out of my mouth, you know.
Can you explain that. Can you say that all in Japanese, what you just said?
Hi, minasan, konnichiwa. 101.9 FM de gozaimasu, CITR desu.
I love it.
I should do that for every show. You're listening to Kadasu right now, and here we go.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That's on 101.9 FM. De gozaimasu. My name is Alex. This is Kadasu. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time listening to the program, I will be playing a lot of independent Japanese music for the next 1.5 hours. But tonight, I'll be focusing on the theme of anime. That's right. I believe this weekend, there's going to be Anime Evolution, which is an anime festival that's going to be happening at the dreadful Simon Fraser University. And so my show is going to be focusing on theme songs or artists that have contributed to anime. So we're going to be playing some songs. I got some great stuff by Yoko Kanno, some Bloodthirsty Butchers, Boom Boom Satellites, and even some Disney covers, which is tainted with a little grunge here and there, but I think you guys will be enjoying it. If you have any comments, you can give me a call at any time. It'll be, what was it, the number? UBC-CITR at 604-UBC-CITR. I think it's better to remember it by letters than by numbers, so if you guys can't do the dial-up, then I'm sorry, you're pretty screwed. Anyways, I'll be playing some Boom Boom Satellites, and this was a song that was used in the Appleseed soundtrack. It's called Die For You on 101.9.
You got the theme song of, you guessed it, Teen Titans. And that was performed by Puffy Ami Yumi. I think by singing the theme song for the Teen Titans, that really excelled them into stardom in North America. They were already popular in Japan, but I think that was like their gateway of getting into the U.S. business music market. And before that, I played some Boom Boom Satellites. The song is called Dive For You, which was one of the tracks that was used in Appleseed. If you'd like to see a 3D animation that has a cell-style painting layered on it, this is one of the excellent movies that I would like to see. There are some like faults in animation. I don't want to point that out and go deeper into that, but if you want some great action flick, Appleseed is the one for you. It's the same person who made Ghost in the Shell, by the way. This is CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Alex Fujijima, and you're listening to Karasu, where I'll be playing some music by all Japanese artists, because, hey, I think there's some great music in the land of the rising sun. And tonight's show, if you haven't figured it out, I'll be focusing on anime or animation for all the people that can only speak English. Because why? Well, there is the Anime Evolution, which is a 3-day cultural event that celebrates Japanese culture and animation. That's going to be happening at Simon Fraser University, our rivals. But hey, I'm doing it for the Japanese culture, not for SFU, just kidding. And it's going to be an event that's happening on August 17th through the 19th. And they've been working on this for quite a while. And if you want to watch some great animation, or if you're an otaku at heart, then that's a show, festival that you would like to check out. All right, I'll be playing more music right now. The next artist is a composer, actually, and is especially well known in the animation business. Her name is Yoko Kanno. Sometimes she goes by Gabriella Robin. I'll just talk a little bit more about that. And this is a song called Torquia on 101.9. we had a song called Torquia, and it was composed by Gabriella Robin, which most people would assume is Yoko Kanno, because for all the albums that she released or all the soundtracks that she's been involved in, her name is never in the album booklet, but the name Gabriella Robin always comes up. But for those that doesn't know who Yoko Kanno is, let me just explain a little bit. She was born and raised in Japan, of course, on March 18th in 1964, and she learned at a very young age how to play the piano, and after competing in various competitions, she really wanted to pursue a career in music. And in fact, once after she graduated high school, she went to Paris to study at the prestigious Conservatoire National Supérieur de Musique de Danse de Paris. I hope I pronounced that right. And she later on went to the ever prestigious Japanese university, the Waseda University. And that's where she got into jazz and blues. I believe she joined one jazz group. I cannot recall the name, unfortunately. But from there, she really got hooked on composing new music. And then luckily she got her foot into the door to make some songs for commercials, films, and most notably animation. Some of the animation films that she worked with were Cowboy Bebop, Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex, Macross Plus, if you love Gundam, the Japanese robots, she was in there too, and Escaflowne. The list just goes endless. You could just Wikipedia it up. You'll see probably like at least 30 or 40. She's like the queen of anime music out there. And her albums are even selling quite internationally due to its relation with animation. Most of the sales, Japanese CD sales, are really associated with how popular the animation film is in other countries. And in this case, she's involved in most of the hits than the bombs. So anyways, she has been very successful ever since. So the next time you watch Japanese animation, probably 50% of the time it'll be composed. The music will be composed by Yoko Kanno. Now I'm going to be playing a music by the group called The Seatbelts. This is, I guess in a sense, Yoko Kanno's side project. It is a Japanese blues jazz band that was organized by her. And the name Seatbelts comes from how performers need to basically seatbelt themselves to play the ever intense jam sessions. And this is a group that also played the whole soundtrack for Cowboy Bebop, which is a film that's about bounty hunters traveling on their spaceship in the year 2071. There's something about Japan and sci-fi, don't you think? And they have played live on several occasions, but they're more popular on the CDs. But I really hope to get together again to play more music. Anyways, I'll be playing a couple of tracks from The Seatbelts. The first song is going to be called Autumn in Ganymede, and I'll follow it up with Piano Black, and I hope you guys like it.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
No. And the seatbelt in that track. That song was called Piano Black, and before that, it's the same group, Seatbelts, with Autumn in Ganymede. And they played the entire soundtrack for Cowboy Bebop, and it's an excellent, excellent cartoon if you ever want to find something to watch. When you're alone in your own basement and you love Japan, just watch some anime. Cowboy Bebop's one of them. Anyways, this is CITR 101.9, and I'm your host, Alex Tsuchijima. If you have any comments or questions about what I've been playing so far, give me a call. 604-UBC-CITR is the number, or you can send me an email at japanindie@gmail.com. That's JapanIndie. @gmail.com, and if you want to give me your 2 yens and send it to it by email, and yeah, I'll happily to reply it, read it, and consider what you have on your mind. Okay, I'm gonna be doing some public service announcements right now. I have to fumble my words. I think it's like the sugar worms I'm having right now. It's gonna make me a little hyper right now. Anyways, there's a few things going on. First off, it's Between What's Said and Unsaid, which is a drawing show by Nikkei artists. It's happening till August 17th at the Helen Pick Gallery, which is 102-148 Alexander Street. And it's an art exhibition of works that focus on drawings as storytelling mediums. And it'll be themes of youth and coming of age, and
It'll be in various genres such as manga, drawing, sketching, ink, and so forth. So if you like art, that's the place you want to check out. The information, the number is 604-683-8240. And if you love making films, whether it's animation or just films in Vancouver, then there's the Mighty Asian Movie Making Marathon. It's back better than ever. And what is this event all about? Well, it's you have 10 days to make a team of 10. And within those 10 days, you're going to make a 10-minute short film, which incorporates various assigned creative and cultural elements into your storytelling. And for the top three films, it'll be cash prizes and receive a spot at this year's upcoming Vancouver Asian Film Festival. So if you want to find out how you can enter, you can go to the website www.vaff.org. That's www.vaff.org. And by the way, the deadline for the entry is August 19th. To make the film, it'll be between August 20th to 30th. Check your calendars before you enter. And last but not least, the reason why I'm having the anime show for today, it's the Anime Evolution, which is a three-day Asian culture and Japanese animation convention, which is hosted at Simon Fraser University, which is, of course, at the Burnaby Mountain Campus, somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And join the otakus, the hardcore anime fans with costume plays, movie marathons, meeting the voice actors and performers, and many, many more. If you want to find more information for this festivity, you can go to www.animeevolution.com. That's www.animeevolution.com. Again, it's going to be happening this weekend, August 17th, 18th, and 19th. Yes, I'm right. Yes, 17th through the 19th of August, Anime Evolution. Well, that wraps up my public service announcement. And usually I like to play Rovo, but I don't think Rovo has a lot of like animation videos. So I had to make a few changes. So all those Rovo fans out there, I greatly apologize. Instead, I'm going to be playing some Bloodthirsty Butchers right now. And why am I choosing that? Well, there's this song called Jack Nicholson. And I wish the video had Jack Nicholson in it. Unfortunately, it doesn't. But this cut motion animation of Cells, it's a little choppy, but I just really like the storytelling in this film. So you could YouTube it up. Again, this is Bloodthirsty Butchers with the song Jack Nicholson.
CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically, would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
1, 2, 3, go!
We had Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. And that was an awesome live. I wish I was there. But hey, they came to Vancouver once and I was there. Pushed myself all the way to the front and checked them out. And at the Commodore, I believe. And that song was called Lupin the Third 78. It's a theme song that was used for the cartoon by the same title, Lupin the Third, which was originally written by Monkey Punch. And I believe, if the sources are true, that they'll be making a Hollywood production of this movie, which is scheduled to be released in 2009. I'm really looking forward to it, unless it's a live action. I have no idea who's going to be playing Lupin the Third. If they choose someone like Adam Sandler, I'll be choked. They look similar, but I'll be really choked. Before that, Jack Nicholson performed by Bloodthirsty Butchers.
I really like the animation for that. You can check it out on Google Video, YouTube, whatever that rocks your world. This is CITR 101.9, and my name is Alex Tsushijima, and the show is called Karasu. I'll be playing more Japanese artists. Next up, I'll be playing some music by Ryuichi Sakamoto. This guy is an Academy Award winning, Grammy winning, Golden Globe winning, Golden Globe. What did I say? And he's an excellent composer, producer, and an actor. He first went to the Tokyo National University of Fine Arts and Music, and he got a BA in music composition with a MA as well in the same university. And he focuses on electronic and ethnic music. And I have to say, it really paid off. He first made it into the music business by making a group along with Harumi Hosono and Yukihiro Takahashi. These three people, you probably know them more as the Yellow Magic Orchestra, and they really influenced the movement, oh man, my tongue tied to it today, of acid house and techno back in the 1980s and 1990s as well. And what are some of the accomplishments he has on his list? Well, he composed the Summer Olympic Games music theme for the Barcelona, Spain back in 1992. He won an Academy Award for making and contributing to the score of The Last Emperor, which was a 1987 film made by Bernardo Bertolucci. And in 2007, he'll be making the soundtrack album for Silk, which is a French-Canadian production, as a matter of fact, focusing on I believe it's a love affair with a married silkworm merchant. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but nonetheless, I believe it got some good reviews for that film. And by the way, he's also known as a critic of copyright law. And guess what? He's against it. Yeah, they believe that he likes the fact of downloading. That's pretty awesome. He thinks that copyright law is an old law in the information revolution, also known as the internet. So, hey, doesn't matter what your opinion is. I really like this guy, especially for his music. So I'll be playing a couple of tracks. First off, Sakamoto Ryuichi's 1919. And I'll follow it up with some Yellow Magic Orchestra. The song is called Firecracker. Again, this is 1919, composed by Sakamoto Ryuichi.
swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Has some Yellow Magic Orchestra playing their stuff. Song was called Firecracker. Just exploded literally in the end. And before that, Sakamoto Ryuichi with 1919. And Sakamoto Ryuichi, I forgot to mention how he's related with animation. He composed a few animation soundtracks, including one of good cartoons that I like to watch called The Wings of Onianus. It's about a futuristic planet that tries to start their own space exploration, and there's a lot of political stuff that goes on here and there. But if you like movies that are not all about graphics but have a fairly good storyline, then that's one of the movies that I like to check out. Again, that was Ryuichi Sakamoto with 1919. And just a reminder, at 9 o'clock, the Jazz Show will be coming up, and it's hosted by Gavin Walker, and he'll be having 3 hours, I mean 3 hours of jazz that he would like to share with you, including some featured album or artist that he likes to play at 11 o'clock. And I have to say, he knows everything about jazz, hence the show is called The Jazz Show. Again, it's hosted by Gavin Walker, starting at 9 o'clock. And today's show of Karasu is focusing on anime, because Anime Evolution is coming this weekend, August 17th to the 19th, focusing, of course, on animation. There'll be movie marathons and costume plays. If you don't know what costume play is, it's basically hardcore fans dressing up as their favorite cartoon characters. So it's something that you would like to see if you're really interested in animation, or just want to go over there and see something that you really don't really see on a Vancouver Robson Street. But nonetheless, people have a lot of fun in this festival, tell at the Simon Fraser University. I wish it was at UBC, because we're better. Anyways, I got some interesting Disney facts right here that I would like to share with you, but maybe I'll play some couple of Disney covers first. How about some Peter Pan music? And people must be disgruntled, thinking, why are you going to play Peter Pan? Well, this is a cover made by a group called Wrench. They really reminded me of Mad Capsule Markets, or how should I say, Boom Boom Satellites. Really like fast-paced electronica hardcore rock. And I have to say, Peter Pan must be in a different time zone when he listens to this track. The song is called You Can Fly, You Can Fly, You Can Fly. And you can only hear this song on none other than this beautiful radio station, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Sing it! Oh yeah, you gotta love Disney if you really love Liz Disney. But I like that cover. It was a Peter Pan song, You Can Fly, You Can Fly, You Can Fly, by a group by none other than Wrench, playing that song. And I'll be playing a couple more Disney covers in the next couple of minutes. But right in front of me, I got some very interesting Disney trivia that I would like to share with you. Of course, when you're like a very large animation corporation, it's inevitable to have a lot of these rumors that just surrounds the Disney Corporation. And you probably heard a few of them, such as, you know, the word sex coming out in The Lion King, which the sound effects workers said that, no, that's not sex. It's the word SFX. It's a joke that we put into the scene just to mark our territory, so to say. And they also have, you know, the Little Mermaid. If you look at the video cover, there's supposed to be like this phallic ornament that's in this middle of the sandcastle and whatnot. But there are some that are true. I like this one. Disney had to announce a recall of the home video version of the 1977 animated feature The Rescuers. And if you do not recall the film The Rescuers, I'm not talking about Rescue Rangers. It's Rescuers about these two rats that go on a seagull and go on some fantastic voyage. And in the scene where they kind of swoop down into a city, there it contained an objectionable background image. If you have the video, you might want to do this. Stick into VCR, fast forward it 38 minutes, and as the rodent heroes Bianca and Bernard are flying through the city in a sardine box, you can see some images of a topless woman in a window of a building in the background in two different frames. And I think this came out again on the news in the early or late 90s, correct me if I'm wrong. And they had to Disney decided to pull out over, oh god, how many, at least 300,000, perhaps a lot more, maybe perhaps in the millions, and had to remove it from their shelves. But it's very odd that they did that, because, you know, it wasn't a very highly successful animation video nonetheless. Perhaps they tried to use bad publicity to have it sold to people that are perverted. Who knows? Perhaps. I'll leave that to you guys for your own judgment. But anyways, I'll be playing a couple more Disney soundtracks right now. But here's one more quip of Disney trivia. Did you know that the pirate captain in Pirates of the Caribbean was modeled after Charles Manson? Yes, apparently that is true. Enjoy the ride, folks. Here's some more Disney covers on CITR. Don't know that title of that song. You've been living under a rock. Yes, it's about the bear that was born and raised in Winnipeg and led to a successful story of Winnie the Pooh. Gotta love that tubby bear. Honey. Always loves honey. Jeez. Come on, lay back on the food, man. And before that, I had Kenji Masabuchi's arrangement of Main Street Electrical Parade. Played a couple Disney songs right there. Hope you guys enjoyed that. If you have any comments about my program so far, give me a shout at any time. You can give me a call, 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-UBC-CITR. happy to hear what you guys think about the program. Or you can send me an email as well, japanindie@gmail.com. That's japanindie@gmail.com. And so far, my show has been focusing on music in anime, or composers that has contributed their works in animation. And it's been a pretty fun show. I've been playing a lot of pop and classical stuff at times, and rock, ska. It's a very interesting arrangement of music. And this person is no exception. This is a person named Kenji Kawai. He was born in Shinagawa, Tokyo. He is a Japanese composer, and he also made a lot of compositions for movies and TVs, but he is especially mostly known for Ghost in the Shell soundtrack, as well as the movie Lingu. If you watch that horror flick with the woman crawling out of the TV and having long streaks of hair and just freaking the crap out of you. Yes, he made the music for that movie as well. And if you have played the game Silent Hill 3 or watched the movie called Death Note, then you probably heard his music too. This guy is not a dumb fellow. He actually studied in a nuclear engineering program at Tokai University, but he decided to drop out after he found a passion for music. He studied at the Shobi Music Academy, but you know what? He actually dropped out of that university as well. Instead, he made a band called Muse, not the one that's been popular in North America. This is a different Muse, Japanese group, and they've been playing some fusion rock, and I don't know, this guy has a very short attention span. He actually broke up that group as well. But while he was in the group Muse, he was recording some music for the radio actor Yuji Mitsuya, which led him to meet the music director Naoko Asari, who just really loved his compositions. And since then, she introduced a lot of animations and films that he composed the music for. Some of the works include, as I mentioned earlier, Ghost in the Shell, and perhaps Llama 1/2 too. Anyways, here's some Kenji Kawai music, and the title is in Japanese. Let me see if I can read this. Kutsu wa arata yo ni kamutsuro hite, and only have that in Romaji, so I cannot directly translate it into English, but it's a long title. I suggest remembering the artist's name instead. This is Kenji Kawai on CITR. Oh! had some music by Kenji Kawai, Kugutsa Arata Yoni, Kamitsuro Hite. And that wraps up my program. I'll be finishing it off with an ending song. I've been playing their album while I was talking. It's a group called The Pillows. It's from their album Good Dreams. And yeah, maybe I'll play one more track from this album. Otherwise, thank you very much for listening to the entire program, focusing on music in anime. And again, why am I doing this? Because there's a show called Anime Evolution, which is a 3-day Asian culture and Japanese animation convention show that's happening at Simon Fraser University, SFU. And if you love animation, you want to meet some hardcore anime fans, make new friends, maybe check out some movies or five. there's like movies going on for 24 hours at this convention, and it's a 3-day festival, so you could just crash there and watch it if you like, and meet some voice actors as well. So again, if you want to find more information, you can go to www.animeevolution.com. that's www.animeevolution.com. a couple more things: podcasting is available. I have recorded this show. You can check it out again at www.citr.ca, and yeah, download it onto your iPod or your favorite MP3 player, and listen if you have just tuned in. And again, the website is www.citr.ca. And finally, my name is Alex Ishijima. You listen to the show called Karasu. I'm always on at Mondays 7:30, and feel free to send me an email if you like, japanindie@gmail.com. thank you very much for listening, and coming up right now, actually at 9 o'clock, is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. So stay tuned. And again, here's Pillows on CITR. Thank you very much for listening. Arigatou gozaimashita. And sayonara, folks. Oh, shit.